Faith Matters, we'll chat a bit about the saints. There are dozens of reasons why we should pay attention to them, indeed read their lives, know them well. I want to mention just one. The saints are the best interpreters we have of Scripture. You might say, just a minute now. Scripture scholars are the best interpreters of Scripture. Well, if the Scripture scholar is also saintly, a man deeply, or woman, deeply immersed in God, I would agree. They are very good explainers of the gospel. But saintly people understand God's word better than anybody else, even if the saintly person is not a professional scholar. Some are and some are not, of course. One reason I say this is, it's a fundamental reason. It's the same Holy Spirit who inspired Scripture, who inspires the heroic virtues, sanctity of the saints. And so in their lives, I'm talking about their lives first. Now, some of them write brilliantly about Scripture and other subjects, Augustine, for example, Thomas, Robert Bellarmine, but I'm talking mostly about how they live. And in their living of God's Word, they're inspired by the Holy Spirit. And hence, their manner of living is going to be the best interpretation of what Scripture means. Both of them have the same author. So that when you really want to know what Scripture means, especially in practical things, living the nitty-gritty every day, knowing the saints is a perfect way of knowing how to act. Scripture scholars, and I don't say this next thing to belittle them in the least, I've read lots of them and have profited from them, and I still do appreciate their offerings and their work, but they often contradict one another. And as logic points out, in a contradiction, where one says yes and the other says no about the same thing in the same sense, one of the two has to be wrong. It's not a complementary diversity where the different aspects of one reality, all of which might be true. In a contradiction, one is right and one must be wrong. And they do contradict one another, which means they do make mistakes, even on their own basis of judgment. And they know this better than I do. And you do, because they're constantly disagreeing with one another about the meaning of some text. So that the saints, in my experience of them, never contradict one another as to how the text, how the idea, how the reality is to be lived. The better you and I know the saints, the better we know how to please God and really get on much better with one another.
For more insight from this topic, join Father Duvet for his series, Saint John of the Cross.